Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
Hello, podcast friends, and welcome to Minisode number 70 on the More Than Fitness Podcast. Today, we're talking about accountability. So, 6 ways to hold yourself more accountable to your fitness goals. We all know that adherence and staying accountable to your goals and being consistent is going to be the most important thing if you want to reach any of your fitness goals or other goals in life as well. And don't worry, all these 6 ways are not going to be just like pay me money to hold you accountable. I think a lot of people underestimate their ability to use other tools and tactics to hold themselves accountable in this process and journey of reaching their fitness goals. So let's go ahead and jump right into things. The very first one is going to be a really practical one for most people, especially if you have an Apple Watch. So competing against friends. I have quite a few friends. I don't have an Apple Watch, but I have quite a few friends who have Apple Watches, and you can like sync them together, and then you can see how many, you can see the rings on your friends and see how much they've done. They can see how much you've done, and it can turn into a nice little not so friendly competition sometimes to see who has gone harder or who is missing workouts and who's not missing workouts. So if you have an Apple Watch, that is definitely one way to do it. Another less expensive way to do it would be just to have a training partner. Some people love training partners, some people hate them. But one thing a training partner is amazing for is making sure that you don't skip out on what you say you're going to do. So if you say, hey, meet me at the gym tomorrow at 6 p.m., well, that person has already cleared their schedule to get there at 6 p.m. And if you skip, at least one person is going to know about it. And even just having one other person that knows, okay, you constantly keep skipping out on me. So it's kind of like someone to keep you in check for free. And also, of course, having a training partner, you can also compete against them there. It can just be more fun. They can you can motivate each other, play little games to see who can lift more, things like that. I think the first way to hold yourself more accountable is to compete against friends, either as a training partner, a running partner, even having an Apple Watch or some other watch where you can sync up and see what your friend is doing, right? So that's number one. Number two, the second way is going to be to choose an outcome goal and daily process goals. So this just comes down to having a plan. So having a long-term plan and a short-term plan and making sure that you execute on that. With a lot of my clients, I use this and I have them track their habits basically on a daily basis. And this is kind of how I do it. And I've talked about this on a few other minisodes and podcasts and things. But having an outcome goal is important because that's kind of North Star, right? That's up here. So lose 20 pounds, for example, or lose 10 pounds, or gain 5 pounds of muscle, right? Just to keep it pure body composition, right? Just gaining muscle, losing fat. So let's say your goal is to lose 10 pounds by, 12 weeks from now. So in 3 months, your goal is to lose 10 pounds. Well, it's like, okay, that's great to have that North Star, but it's like, what do you do today to bring you a step closer to reaching that outcome goal? And so this can also, having daily process goals can keep the intimidation of having a big North Star up here. It can make it a little bit less daunting because all you're doing, instead of trying to focus on, okay, I need to lose 10 pounds, it's like, okay, what do I need to do today to facilitate that 10 pounds in 12 weeks? And so a few examples of that for daily process goals to lose 10 pounds in 12 weeks would be like, so we all know that we need to create a calorie deficit. So a good idea for your daily process goals for nutrition would be something like have protein with every single meal or snack. So having a high protein meal or snack, or having a high protein source with every meal or snack is going to facilitate eating less calories throughout the day and also building a little bit more muscle mass. Of course, protein builds muscle mass, but it's also very satiating. So it keeps your hunger at bay. It'll make you fuller a little bit more quickly as well. So that would be one example. So having protein with every meal, you could say having a fruit or vegetable with every single meal, that's also going to facilitate lower calories. You could have like a 10,000 step goal each day. So checking off these daily process goals, making sure that you do these every single day. And then at the end of the month, you can kind of use it as a point system. So did you, for day one, how many points did you earn? So if you had protein with every meal, that's going to be 1 point. If you hit your 10,000 calorie or your 10,000 calorie goal, yeah, that's one way to do it. 10,000 step goal, that would be another point, right? And so at the end of the month, you count up your points, see where you were slacking, and then you can adjust kind of from there. But the point is using those daily process goals to reach the outcome goal. And that's the way that you hold yourself more accountable, because you have objective data in front of you that you're looking at, that will just show you, are you doing the work or not? And so even if you're doing this with a friend or doing it with a coach or whatever, if you have that data in front of you, you at least know, okay, I'm either putting in the work or I'm not putting in the work. And just simply tracking that and using that as your reward system, like at the end of the day, okay, how many points did I earn? That can be the creation of a healthy habit to reach the outcome goal later on. So that would be the second way. The third way would be to use a site like stick.com. So it's STICKK.com. It's really interesting. I saw somebody else mention this somewhere else, but it's essentially a commitment contract with yourself through the site. And I'm pretty sure you basically just put down money. I think there's other ways that you can do it as well if you don't want to do a financial risk. But it talked about how like people that put down money were three times more likely to follow through on their goal. So it would be, you would set some type of goal and then you would put money on the line, and literally the commitment contract at the end of the commitment that you set up yourself, basically, if you did it, then you get to keep the money. If not, you lose the money. So it does put a little bit on the line, right? And so it's kind of a fun little way if you want to literally hold yourself accountable with monetary reasons. It's a good way to do that. You can also have referees as support. I think this can be through their staff, but you could also invite family and friends to like cheer you on or hold you accountable. If you have somebody else doing the same exact thing, you guys can all join in together. And I know Stick's not the only one, the only site that does this, but I've heard good things. So it's stick.com, STICKK.com. STICKK.com. That's the third way. Fourth way, this is one that I have done myself, and I've also used with a few of my clients, but writing out your daily stats on a regular basis. So what this would mean for me is I got out a little note card. And what I did was I taped that on the wall right in front of my scale, just like at eye level, my body weight scale each morning. And to make sure that I was weighing myself each morning and actually recording it, I would just keep a pin right next to it. I would keep the note card taped right in front of me. And then every time I stepped on the scale every morning, I would simply write down my weight for that morning up on the note card. And that kind of held me accountable to make sure that I was weighing myself on a regular basis, and just simply weighing myself kept me more in check than if I wasn't paying attention to it whatsoever. And so for my clients, I tell them that they can use that method, but also some of them like more of a daily check-in type thing. I don't do it with too many of them, but for some of them, it works really well. So what I would do is I would just have them send me their stats from the day before. So I would have them put down the date, their morning weight, how many calories they ate the previous day, and their macros if they want to, right? That's more of a bonus. So I have their date, their morning weight, calories and macros, and then their step count from the day before. And all they do, like they don't send anything else. Typically, I mean, if they have a note or some type of question or something like that, they're more than welcome to send it. And I don't even necessarily respond to every single one of these, or I might send just like two sentences. It's like just something really quick, but more so it's for them to gather their data and to repeatedly hold themselves accountable by sending it to me. But of course, if you don't hire a coach or something, you could even, you could even send it to yourself, or you could have a friend send it to them on a regular basis. They could do the same to you. Just little creative ways like that to hold yourself more accountable. Okay, and the fifth way is going to be, this is where you want to throw down some money. If you want to actually buy a new program, I know that whenever I want to get motivated and stay a little bit more consistent with my goals, it's always easier for me whenever I buy a new program. So a new training program, or I look into a new nutrition protocol or something like that, something that gets me excited about going to the gym again, working out hard, just excited about the potential progress I could be making. This is where buying a new program can be very helpful. If you don't want to buy a new program, you can always use my free one. Use the link in the description and you can get Ultimate Physique Development, my free workout plan, 30 days. It can definitely help you out. Or if you want me to make one for you, I'm more than happy to do that too. I didn't mean for this to turn into a pitch necessarily, but here we are. But I do offer one-time plans for people if they want a customized plan for me. And again, that can be one way to hold yourself more accountable, right? And the last one, I said this wasn't going to turn into a pitch, but of course, you know that I had to include this one in here. The sixth way to hold yourself more accountable is to simply just hire a coach. Outsource your motivation to me for the most part. With what I've seen, it's just most people lack clarity. They lack structure. They just do a really bad job of, and this is myself included, most of us do a bad job rationalizing things to ourselves. So if we want to, you know, go out and eat pizza for the third night in a row, if we're not accountable to anyone but ourselves, well, it's very easy to rationalize that decision to yourself, right? But if you have a coach, I've had clients who were just like, yeah, I thought about going and having that pizza again, but then I remembered I've got to check in with you. And so they weren't so much worried about letting themselves down, they were worried about letting me down. And so that's one way. Of course, it's more expensive. But the thing is, with whenever you hire a coach as well, is that the skills that you would learn with me or somebody else, just pick a good coach, right? That's all I'm kind of getting at here, is you learn those skills, and the benefits of a good coach, and like my job as a coach, is for my clients to not need me anymore. Like that's the hallmark of a good coach, is they actually coach you and teach you these skills so that you can use them for the rest of your life. And that, I mean, in my opinion, is definitely priceless. If you hire a good coach, you learn how to manage your nutrition, you learn how to manage your training based off of your goals, you can manipulate things, adjust things the way that you want. That's more than worth it. But obviously, I'm a little bit biased. But yeah, outsourcing your motivation, outsourcing all the guesswork and worry and thinking and just trying to figure it out on your own. It's just, we hire plumbers to come and fix our toilets and stuff whenever we don't know what the hell to do, right? Or you go to the doctor, you go to the pharmacist, you have these different services and things, and it's just, it's the same thing with your fitness. Of course, if you have the means, if you have the willpower, I think it's well worth the investment. But again, I'm biased. Okay, so that is six ways to hold yourself more accountable. And lastly, what I would say you should not do to hold yourself more accountable is to announce it on social media. So saying that you're going to do something and just announcing it on social media, I think there's actually been some research to show that that is not effective, and it's actually counterproductive, because it's weird, because our minds, just by announcing that we're doing something on social media, like, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year or something, that even just announcing it, that you're doing it, tricks our minds into thinking that we already did something, whenever we actually didn't do anything. Sure, yes, we announced it, but our body, our minds make us think that we actually, took a step forward. And I guess you could argue that it's a step forward, but you still haven't done anything. You could say that and still just eat donuts every day, right? So you didn't actually do anything yet. So instead of announcing it on social media, I would try some of the other six ways that I just mentioned. All right, so that is it. Six ways to hold yourself more accountable to your fitness goals. And that is it for Minisode number 70. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and for watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness Podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online, one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.